Joe, as a writer, you are all over the place. You wrote about Western horror and many other things. Why is that?
Because that's what I like. That's what I read. And a lot of it comes together. I don't really think about it that way. I couldn't do it if I did it consciously. I do it because I like to tell stories. That's really it.
Did you settle down now, or are you going to explore more?
I'm always exploring. I'm never settling down. You know, I may explore a certain thing for a while and then explore something else. So, you know, I'm also doing a lot of film work and TV work and comic work. I've always done those as well. And I'm going to continue doing that, continue writing books, continue writing stories, and just letting them go where they want to go.
Hey, Joe, are you worried about the President of the United States?
He concerns me. Worry? No. I think he's a buffoon, and I think most people recognize that. So,
but what change he can make in American society that is going to be irreversible, or is going to take a while to reverse?
Climate change is the only thing I'm really concerned that can't be reversed very well. All the other things, I'm not even sure he's going to be able to do all of them, but if he does, they're not going to stand. You know, we've changed too much. You know, we're not going back on gay rights, and actually immigration is not going back either. It may find a moderate tone somewhere, and a lot of people now are already discovering that they can't get their jobs done because they don't have the immigrants to do it if these things go through. So even a lot of people who supported him are reversing their viewpoint. So I'm concerned, but do I think that we will come out? We're the United States of America, God damn it, we'll be fine.
Yeah, you're saying that a lot of people didn't go vote because they didn't expect that Trump never going to get the president, but that was a big mistake.
It was a big mistake, but you know, 3 million more people voted for Hillary, and that they know of at least, and that's not false numbers. Those are real numbers, but nonetheless, he won by the Electoral College by about 100,000 votes.
Tell us again, why are you writing?
I have to. I think it's just something I've always been inclined to. I wish I could give you a pat and simple answer. I can give you lots of reasons and how I was influenced to write and all that. But basically, my father couldn't read or write. My mother had an 11th grade education, but they always respected books. And I think it was just one of those things that I was geared to do by my personality and by the fact that it was a way to express myself beyond what this narrow world in which I existed, you know, where I was born.
What should we expect from you in the near future?
I have no idea. I'm always surprised myself.